The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
If you sometimes rely on taxis to get around in Washington, D.C. and Northern Virginia, you have an additional option now on the Internet, as noted in this YouTube video from Reason TV.
27-year-old Chelsea Spade is working as a part-time cab driver in Washington, D.C. through a company called Lyft. But Chelsea isn't like most D.C. taxi drivers.
It's a whole new world of cars for hire. And as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project, there's a story about it on VA News.
Sure, this is a story by Lori Aratani. She helps write the Dr. Gridlock column for the Washington Post. This is a disruptive new technology, an internet-based service that connects people who need a ride across town with anybody who owns a car and is part of the network.
There are two companies involved, Uber and Lyft. The idea is simple. You enter two things online, where you are and where you want to go. People with cars then offer to come and pick you up, and you agree on a price, and you have your ride. David, not everyone is happy, especially taxi companies and Virginia regulators.
Obviously, this is extremely disruptive to the existing industries. And in Virginia, it's run afoul of existing state and local passenger carry laws. According to this article, Virginia has leveled fines, civil penalties for these two companies for operating without proper permits. And now the DMV has sent a letter to both companies ordering them to cease and desist.
Uber and Lyft say they will neither cease nor desist.
The companies claim that their reading of the code, there's ride-sharing provisions in the code, but the DMV commissioner is saying this statute did not anticipate sharing rides for a profit.
So one day soon, people may be requesting rides to a court hearing that will determine what happens next. Our next story is by Catherine Kalos in the Richmond Times-Dispatch, and it's about the acquisition of a painting by Virginia's Jamestown-Yorktown Foundation. This portrait is one of the world's most remarkable because of its subject.
They have purchased a portrait from an owner in Ireland that was done in 1733 by British artist William Hoare, depicting a slave.
His name was Ayuba Suleiman Diallo, and of all the Africans brought to North America as slaves, he's the only one known to appear in a portrait by a professional artist. There are two paintings of Diallo. The foundation tried to buy the other one when it was thought to be the only one in existence, but was outbid at auction at Christie's in London. David, how did Virginia get a second chance?
Afterwards, an owner who had a different version of the painting contacted Christie's, and after 3 years of negotiations, the Jamestown-Yorktown Foundation purchased the second painting. It's going to be the centerpiece of the African-American story, which will be part of Yorktown's new American Revolution Museum, which will open in 2016.
The purchase, in case you're wondering, was made with money from private donors. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can follow their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the state at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.